Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But for more on all of this, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Brian Scalabrine. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by John's Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Scal, how are we doing this week?
Good, good. I'm enjoying, I still have to watch those games. We're kind of like a week off getting geared up for the playoffs.
Okay, well, I imagine a lot of the league is doing that. Maybe we can circle back to this. The play-in games, I think, and I was very skeptical of them, the play-in games are a big home run for the league and a big win for the league. But we can get back to that. We were just talking about the clutch stats, the crunch time stats for the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
They can kind of be spun any way you want. Mego had some numbers yesterday. I was reading from your colleague Chris Forsberg at NBC Sports Boston just now. What do you see at the end of games when the Celtics are in a one or two possession game? What do you see with how they execute and how they come through or don't come through in those spots?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of momentum to that. Like, for instance, like the Cleveland game, right? It ended up being a one-possession game at the end. That was the one to add. But we lost like a 20-something point lead, right? So there's games like that. There's also the Philly game at the beginning of the year where we were down by 13, do not belong into that game. And yet we made a bunch of shots late, and we cut it to one, and we ended up losing that game. So that falls into the same category. But so there's different, like, that was a great closing, and the Cleveland game was an awful closing, right? So we've had some of those questionable games, you know, down the stretch. But, you know, we have to address that. I've said it before. I think we need to be better organized. And then there are games like in Phoenix where we were not necessarily a one-possession game, but we were executing, we were spacing right. The ball still was in Tatum's hands, but there was a little bit of action that kind of led to Al Horford three. So they're kind of all over the board. I haven't seen enough consistency, and we're not in a lot of those games to say, oh, here's what we do. So if that is a weakness of ours, that's it right there. Like, we're just – sometimes we don't look like we execute. We don't look organized down the stretch. And but we don't have a lot of experience doing that because of, you know, our records are usually like we're kind of blowing teams out or winning by 10 or 20.
Scal, in watching the play-in games tonight, who would you prefer the Celtics see in the first round between Miami and Philly?
Well, because I missed my two Miami trips, I'm preferring Miami. There you go. Well, there's both games this year were nationally televised. Listen, if you're from the Northeast and you're slotted to go to Florida twice a year and they get taken away, you know, you're a little upset. So And then from the basketball side, I think Miami would be a better matchup to us. Philly is such an unknown because I don't know what to expect from Embiid. Embiid could be fresh and rested as opposed to, you know, what we've seen in the past when he like had that MVP season. He wasn't great at times late in the game. So I think Miami's a better matchup for us, and I know they're the big bad Miami Heat and everything like that, but they just don't look the same, and we kind of have a chance to kind of exercise our demons in the first round. So I actually have a feeling Miami, if you're asking me, but I actually picked both play-in games wrong yesterday. I thought New Orleans would win, and then I thought the Warriors would win, so I got them both wrong. But tonight I'm picking I'm picking Miami. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to play New York, and I think we're going to end up playing Philadelphia.
Scal, last year the team won 57 games, this year 64. Going into the season, did you think this roster would be 7 wins better, more or less? And also, what is the biggest difference on the floor that led to those 7 more wins between this year's team and last year's team?
Good question. Yes, I thought they'd be better. I didn't know. I took the over on the poll every year. Are they going to go over or under their win total? I took over. The biggest thing on the floor to me is the spacing. Like having no Rob Williams out there, you have a Drew Holiday working the dunker and Porzingis at the 3. That makes us appreciably better. He gets us back in transition. We're much better there. Bringing Al Horford off the bench, I think we're better than what we had with Brogdon. It's a better fit. Just across the board, like this team is, I really thought our last year's team was really good. And just think, like, we're so much better. Like, Holiday is so much better than Brogdon, and Porzingis is so much better than Rob Williams. And I feel like the guys, like Tatum and Brown, even though maybe their statistical seasons aren't better, like their overall floor game is better and their defense is a lot better. So I was impressed with last year's team until the playoffs, and then but this year's team just seems like a different level.
Talking to Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston. He joins us here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. Scal, we talked about this a bit yesterday. The last team with the best record in the NBA to win the title was Golden State in 2017. That team had lost the year prior, was 73 wins. What year were you in Golden State? You were there prior to all that, right?
Yeah, right before they won the championship, yeah. Okay. Steve Kerr's first year, and he replaced the staff that was there before. I was on that staff.
So they went back and forth the 2 years before 2017. They won 1 year with the best record. They lost with 73 wins in 2016. Since then, the Bucks 3 different times, the 64-win Phoenix Suns in 2022, the 65-win Rockets in 2018, even the Jazz led the NBA 1 year in there in 2021. None of them have broken through and won a title. Why do you think that is? Do you see a commonality there? And are the Celtics the team to break that streak?
Yeah, I'd have to dive into really like how far that is off, to see why the best team. Because, back in the day, it used to be the best team. I mean,
exactly.
All the time. Like, but it's changed a lot lately. I would say I would think that teams that are like starting to come up or saying like, we have to have the best record. I think that was the thing. I don't think that teams that are veterans think like that. Maybe like next year. I wonder if we were to win a championship, if our team would have the same mentality that we have to have the best record in the NBA. It looks like Denver went for it. I don't know if you guys saw the San Antonio game. Not for the best record, but they kind of went to have the home court advantage throughout the West.
Seed, yeah.
And I think as teams like, kind of get more experience, I think it's not as big of a deal to them to have the best record. I feel like they feel they can go on the road and win that. But I can only say this. I do feel like 1 year I was with the Chicago Bulls and we had the best record in the NBA and Miami beat us. I don't think anybody thought that we were better than Miami, but we had the best record. Like, we pushed ourselves to get that best record. So sometimes there's a little bit of that. I do feel like we're the best team with the best record. And that's maybe it's just like an anomaly. But I don't think when you talked about that Utah team, no one thought or stamped Utah to win a championship that year. I think this is like where you say, okay, the best team in the NBA happens to also have the best record.
We've had this discussion on our show looking around the Eastern Conference. Outside of the Celtics, who do you think is the scariest player for the Celtics?
To go against?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously it's Embiid, but the team that I'm most scared of is the Knicks. And just like their physicality, they're really handsy on the perimeter and they have the shot blocking. Brunson's he's a good player. I don't know if people fully understand how good he is.
Some of us do. Some of us do, Scal.
Do you think Brunson is the scariest player in the East outside of the Celtics?
He said Embiid.
No, I think Embiid is because he's a monster.
Brunson.
But
because
no,
Christian Arcan thinks so.
I think it's Brunson personally. We can agree to disagree, Scott.
You think he's more scary than Embiid? You know what? Like, from a basketball side, I kind of agree with you. From just Embiid's an unknown. He is such an unknown. But yeah, Brunson's tough. But we have a lot of defenders to throw at him. Like, to me, the Knicks are the scariest team in the East, followed by it was the Bucks at one point, but I don't know what's going on with there and Giannis and everything like that. But it's followed by the 76ers to me. Those two teams are, I just don't know what to expect from the Sixers with Embiid. But if the Knicks get through to the conference finals and we're there, that's not going to be us just dusting them up. That's going to be a real conference finals, and they're going to they're going to fight. I do think we're better than they are, but I think it will exercise some demons for us if we can go ahead and, like, those are the type of games and teams that sometimes we struggle with, like those real handsy physical teams with shot blocking. So that would be something that I'd be concerned about. But, like, there's, like, if we lose, it's only because something's wrong with us. Like, it's only because Tatum and Brown are not in, like, insanely good. And if they're average, I don't know what to expect, because I know that Brunson's not going to be average, but usually the best players win. And we should have, we have those two best players, and they have to not just be like 24 points a game, 25 points a game. They have to be great.
I really regret asking this question. I think we should strike it from the record, because now Christian Arcan is going to use
beaming.
This as
I think we
a victory.
We should make a plaque.
Like, he's the basketball expert
he's
for
beaming.
The next week at least.
Yeah, he's beaming.
This is 2 years for me with the Brunson thing. I've had this take for a while, Scott.
Oh, yeah, he's nasty. Like, yeah. Footwork-wise, everything he provides, yeah. Like, if you like him, you're a hoop head, because that's what...
Thank you.
Like, there's not a lot of people that understand how good... I mean, there's, like... A lot of people that have gone against him and said how good he is. He's really good.
Mego is so insulted right now. She's so offended that Arcan's getting all this shine. Mego, who'd you pick?
Who's the scariest in the East?
Yep.
I'm still scared of Jimmy Butler. I just too much history. Wow. I have trauma with that. Yeah. I know. Scal,
what do you think of that? Not a hoop. Doesn't know ball, right, Scal?
Don't know ball.
No, it's not that. He's tough, but I don't know. You watched Miami this year? They don't look the same, but
yeah, no,
you never know.
They didn't look good last year either.
No, that's true.
No, you're right about that.
Around on Brunson. I did mock Arcan for that take last year. One before we let you go. Jack Edwards, we found out he's retiring yesterday. That was announced late in the program. We talked about Mike Gorman last week. You were around Mike. I mean, you were there on Mike Gorman Day, the final day of the year. You're going to be doing these games with him. What are the impressions that you get from him about winding down this experience?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. Like, you know, so for the most part, I haven't talked to him about the whole thing, and I hung out with him the entire day, but I'm just there to support. Like, I'm just there to, you know, like, if to be there for him, because he meant so much to me. What it means to him, that's not really my concern. That's not like what I'm there to do. So I don't know. I think, put it this way, I'm only 46 years old, and I've never ever known anybody that's retired. You know what I mean by that? Like, I just don't have friends that retire at that age. So it was all new to me, but the only thing I could say about my,
what about all those NBA players?
Yeah. Your whole 2018.
No, that's not the same thing. No one wants to be done. You just can't do it anymore. That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing.
Are your parents still grinding? They're still working?
No, but it's like, it's not like someone, my dad was just like a guy who worked. He didn't get like a going away party or anything like that.
I
just never dealt with anything. My dad was one day just woke up and said, you know what? I'm good, man. That was it. No parade, no day or anything like that. So I just, it was just different for me. But with that, you know, like, I owe Mike the world. Like, I would not be who I am. I think people would hate me on TV, and I would hate myself listening to me if it wasn't for Mike Gorman. Like, him and Tommy taught me so much about the TV business and how to conduct a conversation on the phone and be engaging and stuff like that. They've done so much for me. I would never, ever, ever be able to repay what they've done for me. So that's why I stand with the whole thing.
All right, well, we'll be watching these last few games here with Mike Gorman. Hopefully it's a deep playoff run for the Celtics. He's Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to you next week, Scal.
Sounds good. See ya.
All right, Brian Scalabrine, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.
What a great hit that was. Really, I mean, top notch.
Now we got to deal with Arcan peacocking around.
You got to deal with me too, by the way, because he just laughed and said, "Have you watched the Heat this year?" Mego.
I'm not talking about the Heat. I'm talking about Jimmy Butler.
That made him giggle.
It did.
Arcan, I'm proud of you.
Although, you know what? All these hoop heads like Garvin and Scal, they were all mocking the Heat last year. And what happened?
Okay. Well, guess what? Scal just said he's never met a retired person. He played in the NBA.
I immediately thought of his parents. I'm like, oh my God, Scal, could you give him some money for God's sake? Are your parents still working? Like, how old are they?
People retire from the NBA at like 33.
I wasn't even thinking like his NBA, like his whole team is retired. He's retired. What's he talking about? So fair point. A little all over the map, but He sided with Arcand, which is just miserable for all of us.
He sided with hoopheads, yes.
Yeah, it's true. What is he again, Scout?
You're a hoophead.
617-779-7937. It's Jones and Mego with Hoophead Arcand over here. What's coming up in Triple Play, Arcand?
Triple Play, we're talking NBA dynasties, your favorite Maple Leafs, and Belichick coaching rivals.
Okay, that's next.
You're a hoophead.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.